Sea urchins are a culinary delicacy in many parts of the world, including Japan and here in the U.S. The market for this foie gras of the sea is growing so rapidly that it's led to over-harvesting. So a scientist in Birmingham, Alabama, is trying something new. He's growing sea urchins in a laboratory, and to take things a step further, he's developed a new food for the urchins to eat to make them tastier. It's made of fats, carbs, protein, and other secret ingredients. Alabama Public Radio's Maggie Martin reports.
Deep in a basement at the University of Alabama at Birmingham, Dr. Stephen Watts opens a door into a large, wet room that smells, well, fishy.
Look into each one of these small cages, and if you look, you will see an urchin in each cage.
Hundreds of spiny sea urchins sit in large blue tanks. Each urchin has a small cage that's about 3 inches high with different colored tags attached. The tags detail the different diets that Watts and his team feed these urchins. As I look into one of the cages, I see an urchin using its feet, which look like tiny tubes, to eat something that resembles spaghetti.
They're slow eaters, and they'll start at one end and eat it much like a rabbit might eat a carrot, from one end all the way to the other.
Watts started his sea urchin farm nearly 2 decades ago as a sustainable solution to a big problem. Sea urchins have been so over-harvested that in some areas, their numbers will never recover. For instance, about 50 million tons of sea urchins were harvested off the coast of Maine during its heyday in the mid-90s. Watts says today, 90% of the original urchin population there is gone forever. A few floors above the sea urchin farm, Watts pulls out metal trays with plastic bags filled with those spaghetti-like strands the urchin was eating earlier. Watts says urchins, like many animals, are what they eat, and that's exactly what he's counting on. He's created a feed that'll make his sea urchins taste better so he can take them out of his lab and into restaurants across the country, starting here. The Hot and Hot Fish Club, just a few miles away in downtown Birmingham. With the help of owner Chris Hastings, a James Beard award-winning chef, Watts is making some headway. Hastings has been the unofficial taste tester for about 2 years and is impressed so far.
It was not only sweet, not only delicious, but had that great umami, you know, those flavor characteristics. And just, I was pleasantly surprised.
With a stamp of approval from Hastings, Watts feels confident enough that his sea urchins will be successful in an open market. But some say the feed he's created for his urchins could be an obstacle.
Okay, I guess we're about ready to get started.
Dr. Glenn Ritchie teaches international business and marketing at the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa. He's also on the state's Seafood Marketing Commission. Ritchie says the sea urchin feed Watts is banking on could hurt him in the marketplace.
There's a big concern about products that have been altered or changed, and the movement has allowed for the organic product to grow quite rapidly.
Ritchie says the product not being free-range or wild may be an issue, but Watts is also facing an issue of money. Although his research is federally funded, that same money cannot be used to commercialize his product. Watts still needs to find investors willing to help take his sea creatures out of the lab and onto a restaurant menu. For NPR News, I'm Maggie Martin.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.